Isaiah chapter 60. Rise up and shine, for your light is come, and the honor of Yahweh is risen upon you. For look, the darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness will cover the people, but Yahweh will arise upon you, and his honor will be seen upon you. And the Gentiles will come to your light, and kings will come to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to see. Your sons will come from far, and your daughters will be nursed at your side. And then you will see and flow together, and your heart will fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea will be converted to you, and the forces of the Gentiles will come to you. The multitude of camels will cover you, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar will be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth will minister to you, and they shall come up with acceptance upon my altar, and I will beautify the house of my renown. Who are these that fly like a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles will wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your sons from far, and their silver and their gold with them, towards the name of Yahweh your Elohim, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has honored you. And the sons of strangers will build up your walls, and their kings will minister to you. For in my wrath I smote you, but in my favor have I had mercy on you. Therefore your great gates will be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, so that men may bring to you the forces of the Gentiles, and so that their kings can be brought. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve you will perish. Yes, those nations will utterly be wasted. The abundance of Lebanon will come to you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet honorable. The sons also of them that afflicted you will come bending towards you, and all they that despised you will bow themselves down at the soles of your feet, and they will call you the city of Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou had been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through you, I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. And you will also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shall suck the breast of kings, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yochim. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make your officers peace, and your exactors righteousness. Violence will no longer be heard in your land, wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, neither for brightness will the moon give light to you, but Yahweh will be to you an everlasting light, and your Elohim will be your renown. Your sun will no more go down, neither will your moon withdraw itself, for Yahweh will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning will be ended. Your people will also be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, so that I may be honored. A little one will become a thousand, and a small one become a strong nation. I, Yahweh, will hasten it in his time.